Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes on a very overcast, damp-looking morning on the 23rd of March 2025 at about 7:30 in the morning. Just putting on my slippers, dressed and ready for action. We went away yesterday, so apologies for the lack of a podcast yesterday. We were travelling to Kent, and Kent is only the next county on the left-hand side, as it were, depending on where you're standing, of course, but I suppose to the east of Sussex. But where I am, in West Sussex, you've got to travel through East Sussex, and then you get into Kent. And it can be an easy-ish journey or an interesting journey, depending on which way you go, depending on where you're also where you're going. So we were relatively near Canterbury, just off the M20, by about 15 minutes or so. I keep forgetting the name of this. It was a tiny little village in the middle of nowhere, at a village hall. And the route that you can go on the boring route, which is easy if it's not blocked, depending on the time of day and what day of the week it is, i.e. the motorways, which is longer in petrol, but faster because the alternative route is wiggly across country, but it's more beautiful. And you go through some lovely villages, albeit that all the villages that you go through, unfortunately, are marred by the very fact that cars go through the village, which is a bit of a shame. And so there's cars parked everywhere, there's people are slow and what have you. But we went really early. We got up yesterday at 5:30. We were in the car at 6:15, and we were heading across, as I say, the country through lovely villages like Heathfield. I can't remember if we went through Ticehurst, but many of these other villages across Etchingham and Burwash, out of Sussex into Kent, and I can't remember any of those Kent villages. Oh, Hawkhurst, of course. Hawkhurst we went through. Biddenden, Sissinghurst. We didn't go through Pluckley, and then past Ashurst, the other side of Ashurst, and down the motorway a little bit, about 5 miles, and then we turned left and we went off to whatever its place, Scott's Minis or something. Anyway, Till Village Hall for a farming meeting of people coming to see electroculture, etheric, as they called it, etheric culture or energy culture, which was very interesting. We've been and seen these chaps and chapesses who are running this and inviting people to give it a whirl. So they had a sort of 2-hour lecture, really. And then in the afternoon, there was a walk round a small farm to see what they're doing and have an explanation of how the electroculture apparatus works. And in between all of that, there was a buffet lunch, and Mark Byford, the bowl hat farmer, was talking, giving his talk, and I was giving a talk. And mine was really a motivational talk plus an optimistic, don't worry, we're not going to die type talk, and related to farming as much as one could. Julia came with me, of course, and supported me and was lovely. And there was about 100 people in the hall, so... But unfortunately, you know, it's just only no fee as such, but just a expenses for petrol, which were about 50 quid, which really pretty much covered the diesel to get there and back. And it does, as much as I enjoy doing these things and enjoying seeing everybody, it's a long way. It's a bit of wear and tear on both the van and our persons. And giving value, and you just think, what am I getting back? Not that I want to be greedy or anything like that, but perhaps an extra 50 quid would have been quite good. I say that because I'm YouTube is not paying me anything anymore, so there's no money coming in at all, and I'm at the moment operating on fumes. But I'm not too worried about that side of things, because I think that the universe will knows we're doing good stuff and will protect us, the creator, whatever you want to, you know, call the consciousness of life, however you wish to express that, God, the one, creator, you know, the universe, whatever it is, the everything. I think that's not the point. It's just that when I think in the old days, I would go off, and we're talking, what, 20 years ago? I would go off and at least earn 250 quid to turn up and juggle. And that's like 20 years ago. And at least I got something. And some days I do feel that I'm being used for good purposes, but without the remuneration that one perhaps ought to. But then at the same time, there's part of me that says, oh, don't think like that. That's the sort of greedy way you should be giving things away for free. Well, I give a lot away for free in the Naked Englishman and all the podcasts that I do. I'm not making any money out of any of it now. So I'm busking, and I just hope that there's enough money to cover the costs and support Julia. But I'm not actually worried about it, because I think the universe will cough up when things are needed. It does seem to look after you, and, you know, it works in mysterious ways, as they say. So that is good. It just means you can't plan anything to a degree. Anyway, that said, it was a lovely day, and it was nice to see everybody. And hopefully I passed on some good cheer, which was the main thing, to keep everybody buoyant, as it were. And today, fortunately, no interviews to put out or indeed record. I have this to record that I'm doing now. I'll have my daily monologue to put out, and I will have a smoking video to put out, both of which need to be recorded this morning, which I should get on with in a minute. Even though it's nice and early, because the smoking video I tend to do on a Friday or a Saturday. I didn't do that one, and people have been saying some very lovely things about those. They enjoy the relaxed conversation, so that's nice. So that motivates me to do more. And then this afternoon I've got, mid-morning this afternoon, working on the book, and I'm about halfway in the second draft now, so that's pretty good. And once this second draft is done and the ending is finished, and I'm happy with it, I will print out a book for last minute changes, which will be read through, inked up, changed, and then it's ready for proofreading. So although it does seem to be taking a long time, October, November, well, October was 1 month of working on it, November, December, January, February, March, 6 months so far. It's about 350 pages, so I suppose that's fair. And I'm getting back into the whole process of writing. I was writing 10 years ago, and I think it's like a muscle. You've got the muscle memory there, but it just needs this first book to be able to get back into it. And as I've said before, I've got so many other books I'd like to write, stories that I want to tell, and stories that are half told, that will be fairly rapid production of them, as well as trying to get this land and trying to earn enough money to get on the land. That's the other thing. But, they do say you don't earn money writing books. But who knows? I've got 255,000 subscribers, which is quite amazing. I'm not suggesting for a moment that they all bought a book, but if 5 to 10,000 of them bought a book, that would be quite good. Certainly in a year, But who knows? Who knows? I may be terribly shocked at how few people actually buy it. Then there's the audiobook to record. I'm looking forward to doing that, although I know that that is grueling and hard work. But once it's done, it is good to have it, because I think more people will actually buy an audiobook version rather than the actual solid-state version, as it were. That's my thoughts. I ordered a hard drive to back up my D drive, because I had a problem with the D drive the other day, but it came back online. So there's something intermittent there. So I'm trying not to use the D drive. And I thought that the hard drive that I was ordered was coming within 2 days, but then it said it won't be here till about the 28th, which is a pain, because I'm hoping that I can just mirror the D drive as it is. And then I've got a backup. I'm sure I've got a backup of every bits and pieces, but a lot of the Naked Englishman podcasts are on there. Not that I really go back and listen. I've got 20 years of Naked Englishman now. 20 years. Imagine that. And one can dip into them if you can find them. And they're on DVDs, they're on hard drives. You know, they're all over the bloody shop, because I haven't set a... I'm not very organised. And probably when I go, you know, no one's really going to go searching for them. But if before I go, it might be interesting to try and catalogue them and put them in one place as much as one can find them. There'd be so many bloody bits of trying to back up. And I was saying this the other day, wasn't I? It's so difficult with data, with digital data, to back it up in a coherent way, because all the time you're backing up backups. And then you don't know what you've got copies of and what you haven't got copies of, and you go off in search of things. And I do that sometimes. I go off in search of something and I find something else. And I go, bloody hell, I didn't know I had that. So, yeah. And of course, I have kept all the master copies of all the videos I've done on various hard drives, even though they're on YouTube. But I don't keep the rushes. It's just the storage of all of this is just beyond sensibility, I think, in the end. And how many times does one go back? Well, it's like, well, what if YouTube crashes and all that, you know? And I'm not too worried about the monologues. Although, of course, I did think about taking the monologues as a basis for a series of articles for another book, potentially, if people were interested in reading the monologues of Richard Vobes, as it were. But that would be... Now, somebody came forward to me and said that they were going to do... And that never happened, actually. I'd forgotten about that. Somebody was very convincing and said, what you need to do is to take your interviews, transpose them into a... Take all the points, all the relevant points, and transpose them into an e-book and write them up and sell them. And I said, well, it's a great idea, I just don't have time to do it, and I'm not inclined to do it. And this lady got in touch and said, well, I'd do it for you. And I said, well, let's do one, and let's see how it works, and we'll split the profits. Well, we said that, and I'm actually reminded that I've never heard from her again. So I don't know whatever happened to that. maybe she realised that it was more work than she thought. So, there you go. It's all quite interesting. Only to those who collect fairy tales, of course. So we got back last night. We got back around about 6 o'clock. Actually, we left a little earlier than the event stopped, but they were effectively just going round the garden, looking at their equipment and presumably trying to flog it. And as we had a 2.5 hour journey, we left. We had the option to go again through the motorway, via the motorway, but we decided not to. And we stopped off in Hawkhurst and we got some chips, sausage and chips, because we were quite hungry, because the buffet was really, well, all the food yesterday was a bit basic. It was a bit naff. It was supermarket bread and supermarket fillings and things like that, and we don't eat that kind of stuff anymore. But we'd got up at 5:30 and not eaten all day, and whilst we could have gone without and then waited till we got home, we needed some energy or something in our bellies, so we had that. And on the way back, we were hungry, so I said, "Oh, let's just get chippy." Of course, not ideal carbohydrates and dubious sausages and full of sunflower oil that it's fried in. So, but we do that so rarely that luckily the body is strong enough to be able to get rid of those toxins and deal with it. And then when we got home, we actually made some nourishing soup. What did we put in it? Well, lots of veg. Oh, yeah, lots of veg. That's what we did. And it was lovely. It was nice to have a bit of nourishing soup before. By later on that evening, I keeled over and was ready to head to bed, as it had been a long day. So there you go. I don't know that I need to waffle on terribly much more on today's one, but that's just a catch-up of what went on yesterday. And I hope that you have a great day. It's just very dark and grey, isn't it? And it's not cold, but I might light the fire a bit later just to add a bit of cheer to see the firelight. The sun did come out yesterday, and it was nice driving back, so we had a nice evening. But of course, they weren't going to let us continue with a weekend of sunshine, were they? So, but it must. The good news is, it must be costing them an absolute fortune, and they can't keep it up. I wouldn't have thought indefinitely. Anyway, there is the 8 o'clock bell I can hear at the town hall. So I must get on and do my other stuff. Until next time, thanks for listening. Toodle pip.